We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is what I've gone back and forth with Trevor Bauer for years in regards to how baseball becomes more interesting. Put out interesting content and put it out to the masses and use your stars. So for today's event, Darren Tang is your answer. PBA World Series of Championship. Now all of a sudden, again, bowling and horse racing is at the forefront of everyone's minds. 16-year-old me could not be more thrilled about that development. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We are joined by our Indians and Cavs beat reporter. He is James Rapine. James, are you self-quarantining? Are you staying safe? How you doing, man?
I'm staying safe, JP. How are you?
I'm good. I don't really know what to make a lot of this, or what to make with a lot of this, but I do know that we at least have NFL news, because for some reason, the NFL has decided that throughout all of this, they are going to be the one sporting league that is not impacted at all by a pandemic. They are. I don't know if it's tone deaf. I don't know what it is about the NFL. Yeah, I said before, if something happened to them in Times Square, in front of thousands of people, if they wanted to hide it, they could, because that's just how they operate. That's how they work. Today, they move forward like business as usual. We find out this new CBA does pass. It does get the vote. It's only by 60 votes. And now we have moved forward, essentially. We're going to see in the upcoming years, as early as potentially 2021, a 17-game schedule. And now we have a 7-team playoff format for 2020. What are your thoughts here?
There's a bunch of thoughts. So as far as the CBA goes, there's some things I like, some things I don't like. I don't mind the extra playoff team, which are going to affect right away in 2020, 2021. It's for someone who's covered the, in my professional career, the Bengals. And then I talk as much as, you know, and we all do in Cleveland, about the Browns. Mm-hmm. Adding a playoff team in the AFC, I think everyone in Ohio should be clapping for that, not upset about it, because neither organization has been a model one. So from that aspect, I think it's good, and if you're a Browns fan, you should be happy, because it's just another shot to get in to the dance and potentially make a run in the playoffs. That being said, I think the 17th game is bad because they didn't add a second bye that I'm aware of. It's also bad from this perspective, and I think this one is really something the NFL is struggling with, and I think really all sports leagues are going to have to deal with at some point. Look, if you have public money going towards these stadiums, right, and they help fund where these teams are playing, and they don't have the same number of home games as road games year in and year out, and it is inconsistent, and I get it, you can shore it up. You can have a neutral site game. There's ways around it. That really isn't fair to me. So I think that what they should have done is made sure it was an even number of regular season games, added a bye, a second bye, and extended the season. If you're going to do it all the way. Don't half-ass it. Mm-hmm. It feels like they did what they could to get an extra game and get that extra jolt of revenue. So I get it. I understand it. I don't object to a 17th game, but I think it should have came with a bye and really adding that extra game, regular season game, make it 18, so there could be the same amount as home as road games. I thought that would have made a lot more sense.
Yeah, James, I'm open to adding as many games as you want, as long as under a couple conditions. One, for every game you add, you then add on a bye. So if we have 18, then guess what? We now have 3 bye weeks. And then also, for every game you add, get rid of one of the preseason games too. So if we get rid of 2 preseason games, add 2 more real games on, throw in two more extra buys, well, yeah, sure, all of a sudden the season is extending into the deep parts of February, but society's told the NFL, we don't care how long this goes, we just want to keep enjoying it.
Yeah, I would have one preseason game. I think it's so irrelevant. Yeah, I think if you would have went to 18, and I get 18's a ton, and players, yeah, you know, I know there are plenty of Browns probably listening to your show right now, and they hear that, mm-hmm. and it's like, yeah, 18 sucks, but cut it to one preseason game. Because how much do we actually learn about the 53 guys that end up making the roster with four preseason games? Outside of the third week, most of the preseason seems pretty irrelevant, right? And it would be the coach's job to kind of evaluate.
The best thing
practice,
about preseason is hard knocks. That can't be reality.
Correct, yeah. So, yeah, I would slash the preseason. And I'm with you on three buys. I think you could do that. And I think you could there's a way to adjust the schedule to where you don't have to play a Thursday game right after a Sunday game. Because I think that is, on the media, that is taxing. Imagine getting hit 40 times or 50 times or blocking 40 or 50 times as a running back or an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman, and then 3 days later, after you're extremely sore on that Monday, 3 days later you have to suit up again. I can't imagine that. So I think that there are a couple things I wish the players would have went for that I think if they would have given up and been open to that 18th game, they could have probably gotten.
James, let me tell you one thing I do love about all this, is that I love that now with seven teams in the postseason, forget the fact that the Browns have a higher chance and odds of going into the postseason. I love the idea that the one seed has that much more of a premium on it. Because everyone's so worried about all these, they're going to take week 18 off, maybe they're going to rest some of their guys in week 15 now if they're playing a team that's of lesser value. No. If you're the Ravens and you're going to have a 14-win season, but the Packers have a 13-win season, you're going to be fighting until the very end to make sure that you have that bye, because the bye is worth so much. And what we've seen over the past half decade, if we've seen anything, is that having that first week bye is worth its weight in gold. You want to be one of those teams. So I love that they're putting more of a premium on that aspect.
No doubt. I mean, if the Chiefs don't get a bye this year, and they wouldn't have, do they make a Super Bowl run? You know, they very well could have not. You know, something could have happened. They could have lost. And that to me, and then you look at New England and everyone talks about the blueprint that they set out. Well, it started with getting a bye. It seems like every year they get a bye, they're right back in the AFC title game and have a shot. They didn't this year, and guess what? They fall short. So I'm with you. I think that bye, in only having one, limiting that, is going to make these teams really, really fight for it and understand that it's a premium. And then, like I said, on the other side of things, getting to that eighth win, ninth win is going to be so crucial. And I know the wild card races have been semi-competitive over the years, but now it's going to be, I think, even more competitive down the stretch. So when you add that seventh team. And I think the playoffs, in the run up to the playoffs, so December football, January football, is going to be much, much better with this. But, yeah, I keep going back to the bye, and then I think about home fans. Like, Browns fans shouldn't have to have eight home games 1 year, mm-hmm. And then nine the next. You know, it should always be the same amount. And I think that's a disservice to fans across the league.
James Rapine joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. James, I want to get your opinion on something I brought up to you earlier on in the week, and when I initially did it, I asked you about an NBA title. If you're Giannis, would it count if they just kind of gave you the title, or if they gave you some sort of do not pass go, do not collect $200, but here you are. It's the Bucks and the Lakers in the finals. But I've moved off that. I want to ask you about Kansas college basketball, because a lot of people are now awarding Kansas this some sort of makeshift title because they finished number one in the AP, 28-3 overall, 17-1 in the Big 12. James, to me, you got to crawl through 500 yards of you-know-what, Andy Dufresne style, in order to go ahead and claim yourself victorious. I think your coach should need to get some Anthony Lima hair treatments when it's all said and done. How do you feel about teams claiming titles for themselves if they didn't play in the tourney?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's so ridiculous. Like, Kansas barely beat Dayton in overtime by six. You could make an argument for multiple teams being the best team in college basketball, and I think that the tournament, had it gone on, would have given us that. There would have been no real clear-cut favorite. You would have seen plenty of upsets. You would have seen some magical runs, and that's that's what sucks about today, right? It was going to be Selection Sunday,
yeah,
and it was going to be this shot. Let's stick in Ohio, Dayton. Like, I keep thinking about Dayton. That's arguably the best basketball team they've had in school history and the best basketball team they're going to have for the next decade, probably multiple decades, and they don't get to see how the story ends. And it very well, if I'm a Flyers fan, I'm not going to pretend I am, I think that they could have very well made a Final Four run or farther. So the fact that they don't get their answer, the fact that all of these teams, and then really the seniors, you know, don't get their shot at it, or NBA draftees. Like, if I'm Obi Toppin, this is it, man. I'm headed into the NBA, so he's a senior, and there's no really way around it. So it sucks, but I'm with you. I don't think that there's any way to say who was going to win the national championship. Could you say it's one of these eight teams or one of these 10 teams? Sure. But that doesn't mean you crown yourself. So I certainly hope I don't see more of that, because that's a bit silly in my book.
I do feel bad for Dayton and all this. James Rapine joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. All right, James. Trevor Bauer says he's going to have a baseball game. Now, if I have this read correctly, because I'm trying to figure this all out. I'm trying to figure out, there's reports that like he did it yesterday, but then he didn't do it yesterday. I'm very confused. As far as I know, he didn't actually play the game, right?
As far as I know, yeah, I don't know. And who knows, maybe Trevor Bauer just played the game and he's going to release it. The moment, because here's the thing, if he played the game, if I'm Trevor, I wait to release it until baseball announces, and I think it's inevitable at this point, that it's going to be more than 2 weeks of a delay, and then you release it and say, hey, you want baseball? I got baseball. Here's our Sandlot game. So who knows if he's holding on to the footage if it happened, but I don't think it has, at least to my knowledge.
Okay, but shouldn't we be chastising Trevor Bauer as opposed to praising Trevor Bauer here? Because if they're telling us not to go out and eat at restaurants, and they're canceling games, yet he's putting together a game, that seems like the worst thing to go ahead and try to applaud and prop up. But I see too many people out there saying, oh, thank goodness Trevor Bauer's giving us some baseball. Yeah. No, Trevor. No, you are smart enough to understand when leading experts tell you not to leave your house, you shouldn't go ahead and put together a whole staff of baseball players to try to make it fun to grow your social media, which in the past you said you want to have 1 million followers on every channel. Like, it seems very wrong to me. And I don't know why more people aren't coming out and saying, like, bad job, Trevor Bauer. This isn't what we need right now.
You're 100% right. It's selfish. I mean, that's what it is. That's the reality of it. And, yeah, when I saw that news, because I didn't see his initial tweet, I'm not going to pretend I did, but when I saw it, and we had it on our website, and it was like, all right, well, that sounds good, right? It sounds good. It's, oh, yeah, Sandlot game. We all love the Sandlot. It's arguably the best baseball movie ever, right? At least in my book, it's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone gets excited, but think about, and I'm glad you did, because you're smart enough to, think about what that means. That means players who have probably been sent home are now traveling again. That means players who are no longer with their teams are traveling and putting themselves at risk with a bunch of players on a bunch of different teams. Stupid. Because most of them have families and they're going to be around people. And the risk isn't worth the reward. The juice isn't right. Worth the squeeze. That's why all of these leagues have canceled and postponed. So, yeah, Trevor Bauer doing this for momentum, it's silly. And like you said, it's selfish. That's what he's doing. He's doing to gain followers. And I get it. We all do that, right? We all do that on Twitter. I do that. We all do it. We want to build our brand, but you got to do it the right way. And I think that this deserving praise without any criticism is wrong. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, the more I thought about it, the more I just got agitated. And everyone is like, you know, they want to stand and applaud and be like, yes, he's going to give us sports when nobody else can. But Trevor, take your ball and go home. You know, yeah. Like we don't need it right now. We just
throw it over the wall, Trevor. We know you like to do that. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, like if you want to do a live Fortnite stream or something like that, or maybe you do an MLB 2K type, you know, something like that. That's cool. That's fine.
You know what he should do? He should do a stream of MLB The Show, and he should continue to rag on the Astros and continue to point out how they're cheaters. And do it by striking out Bregman and striking out Correa, you know, doing
or beating
like
Astro,
that.
You know, like Altuve or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be funny, you know, and that would still get a lot of love, and it's not putting anyone at risk Honestly, I think people need to keep mentioning the Astros so we don't forget during a pandemic that they're
cheating. Oh, yeah.
So I think that that would be a good way to do it.
Yeah, they're getting off the hook easy, those Astros. Yeah, of course. After a month of bludgeoning, now all of a sudden they're getting off easy. But I would watch a Trevor Bauer MLB The Show where he just drills Astros players for 3 hours straight while Houston scores 37 runs in the process and he just doesn't care. That'd be kind of funny to me. All right, James.
It would.
Stay safe out there, and I guess I'll see you at some point throughout the week, but stay safe out there. Appreciate you coming on, man.
You too, man, JP. Have a good show, man. Take
Thanks, care. Man. Thank you. That's James Rapine on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.